855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark,
Pete,
and JJ.
All with you, bringing you a live show this Thursday evening. You know, sometimes even jaded I, get upset about some of these stories, and this is one of those evenings.
But those make for such great shows, Mark, when you're animated and spittle is flying all over.
I feel so bad for this person. I'm just going to jump right into the story. No, I'm not going to give you any kind of, forestory or anything like that. A woman fighting a terminal form of bone cancer is trying to raise money to help pay her bills with a few weekend garage sales. But the city of Salem says she's breaking the law and is shutting her down. Jan Klein had no idea, but the city of Salem has a clear law that states a person can only have 3 yard sales per year. Klein has been selling her stuff in the backyard for a few weekends and said she thought she'd be fine by keeping the sale out of everyone's way. It's a struggle, she says. It's a struggle for me because I'm very independent and used to taking care of myself. She's run businesses and supported herself for a year, but this summer she was diagnosed with bone cancer. It's a bone marrow cancer that eats through the bones and causes holes in the bones, so they just, by walking, I can break a bone, she says. In one day, she lost her independence, her ability to work, and to earn an income that she could pay for all those medical bills. So she's decided to sell what she owned. The sale was bringing in several $100s each weekend until one neighbor complained, and she got a visit from the city.
Now, this was in her backyard. Did you say that?
In her backyard.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
So out of view of other neighbors, and she's still connecting the 3 sales per what year? Is that what the limit is?
That's what the limit is.
Because, you know, 4 sales per year, that'd be just too much. You got to regulate that.
How dare you enter voluntary interactions with other people?
Yeah.
So he says, the bureaucrat, rules are rules. I'm sorry. Klein says she understands the city is trying to prevent nuisances in neighborhoods, but she doesn't think she's causing any trouble. We make such an effort of making it back here, in her backyard, so that it's not goobering up the neighborhood, so it's not like a garage sale all laid out day after day after day, she says. Klein says she's not looking for special treatment, but maybe some understanding. I just hope that nobody else has to go through this kind of thing. I hope that nobody else has to give up their lives away for nickels and dimes and then be told they can't even do that. I hope no one else ever has to do this. According to the Community Development Department, there's a reason for the law. In the past, some people have set up what ended up being permanent flea market-type sales on their property. After hearing more about Klein's situation, a supervisor says he's going to take another look to see if there's anything that she can do to operate within the law. But if she reopens now, it's a misdemeanor and a $300 fine.
That's crazy.
I think she'd also be almost be better off taking that fine, getting the fine, going to court. Obviously, she can't handle that. I realize that. But I think a jury of her peers would look at her in her condition. They'd strike it down. She'd be acquitted or not found not guilty. And then, you know, any subsequent attempt they had to prosecute her for this, then she'd just be like, precedence already
right,
set.
Right, or they can nullify the statute itself. But I just looked up, if anybody wants to weigh in on behalf of this woman, if you go to cityofsalem.net, S-A-L-E-M, it has a phone number for the city's office there. If you want to give them a call and let them know how you feel.
This in particular is the Community Development Department. I guess that's probably their version of the code enforcement bureaucrats who do so much to keep our city beautiful.
They do.
They produce so much.
Oh, I don't think you're believing that, Mark.
No, I don't.
How can you not?
I think this is so awful. This is the unintended consequences of laws that were likely put together for the best reason ever. But these bureaucrats are like, I'm sorry. Bone cancer or no, rules are rules.
Yeah.
Now, frankly, I think it would probably take them a year at least to get her to trial on this misdemeanor, so I don't think it would be that big of a deal for her. But, it's sad. I mean, it's sad that a neighbor felt that this was the way to solve the problem. It's sad that the bureaucrats feel that they can't do anything about a lady with bone cancer.
Well, I'm sure they could. I'm sure they could just not give her a violation or whatever they give her, that piece of paper. They could just say, well, you know what, I'm going to turn the other way.
Yeah, but whether she has bone cancer or not, the fact is she owns her property, she owns her the item she's trying to sell and trying to get money for to help cover her medical expenses. So what right does anybody else have to step in between that consensual interaction?
This certainly shows this story here certainly shows that that particular attitude in spades. I mean, it's really you can see this poor lady Klein here just. I mean, she's awful in this little news clip. I mean, she's crying, and it's really sad. And it's sad that this is what it's come down to. Here in the land of the free, you can't have but three garage sales a year. And, you know, she's just trying to sell her stuff, make a few bucks so that she can pay off some medical bills and live while she's got, you know, what's left of her life. Let's be frank and honest here.
Right.
She's got bone marrow cancer. Right. She's not going to be kicking around
another
3 or 4 years.
She's burning down a fuse as it is. I mean, she's selling off what little possessions she has left. There's only a matter of time before everything she has is sold off and she has nothing else of value to trade with or barter with for currency or whatever. So even if they, you know, let her keep going, it's not like she can sustain a permanent flea market. And this sounds like one of those cases where that a law was made because one jerk, you know, went out of his way to be a jerk and say, I don't care about anybody or anything. I'm going to do what I want to do. And who cares if I pollute the neighborhood with a flea market, you know, or I cause my flea market to transgress your property right next door or the parking situation's all crap. But, you know, that situation, most people aren't going to have permanent flea markets in their home or without, you know, some sort of extra business attached to it as it is, because people don't want individuals coming to their home on a consistent basis. That the idea of a home is to have private,
sure, right.
Private residence.
Yeah, there's no need for a blanket statute against prohibiting conduct on someone's own property. I mean, if there's a negative externality from somebody, what they're doing on their property, then, you know, their neighbors could seek redress of that, you know, through arbitration or whatnot, not to have some blanket statute. I mean, the community development, it says their mission, they're tasked with assisting the citizens in developing a dynamic and livable city. So, and they cite zoning laws.
But dynamic usually means something like flexible and in motion. And doesn't this mean that we could be flexible about this particular lady?
Yeah, maybe compassion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't a great portion of our country founded on these biblical beliefs and Christian sort of beliefs where they talk about how Jesus was compassionate? I mean, all these individuals out there who lack compassion but yet talk about how they're so religious, you know, that's just another hypocrisy that I see.
Whose garage sale would Jesus shut down?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think
I know he chased the moneylenders out of the temple, but one could make the argument that that's his house and he's choosing what goes on in his house. In this case, I'd say that, you know, I think that when you're talking about living in, I think there should be smaller enclaves than just sort of a citywide rule. And different little neighborhoods should be able to make their own rules rather than one big rule for the whole place. Because I feel this one-size-fits-all thing just doesn't work.
No, of course not. It seldom works. And in the cases it does work are so few and far between that they're irrelevant. Like, yes, all humans breathe oxygen. Yes, that is a one-size-fits-all. We can pretty much give everybody oxygen to breathe. But, you know, it branches out quite a bit.
I'm glad I'm not getting my oxygen from the government. That's basically how I feel about that.
We'd probably all be dead.
Yeah. It wouldn't be good for us, I can assure you of that. So, I just find this poor woman's story to be pathetic and sad.
Where are our neighbors? You know, where's the support from her community saying, look, this isn't right? You know, I mean, what if all her neighbors just did, you know, I don't like the court system and I don't like following the legislative process because I believe it's it's basically a runaround where you just use up your energy and then like a hamster wheel. That's all it really is a hamster wheel, and you just use your energy up and you're left with nothing. You've went nowhere. The hamster wheel is still right where you left it.
Right.
But if all of her neighbors sent in a letter to the courts or something, like a friend of the court or amicus brief, whatever that's called, and said, look, there's nothing wrong with what she's doing.
I'll tell you what, JJ, I tried to send in a letter to the court this week regarding Ian, and they said we don't take letters to judges. And the only way to get to get some kind of input on the case is to file a motion to be made part of the case.
Wow.
So I assume then that he could say anything that I have to say would then be in contempt. He could rule me in contempt if he felt like it. It's crazy.
This is Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free number, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Pete. And JJ.
And, you know, this is, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. Hijack the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Until then, we're going to talk about a little show prep. Pete, you had something going on today that I want to talk about in a minute. But,
okay, don't let these tough financial times stress you out about the rising cost of your family's health care.
Here's Mike Buck from New Zealand's Nature Bee with some important facts and a great deal.
Hello there, Free Talk Live. Here's the deal. Look, Nature Bee plant pollen collected by our world-famous honeybees is the richest, most wholesome food found anywhere. Look at this. Vitamins A, B1, 2, 6, 12, 3D, 6, D, E, and K. In other words, all of them. 28 minerals, including your calcium, copper, iron, and zinc, and the antioxidants who chase the nasty free radicals right out of your system. And you will be amazed how Nature Bee will go to work, restoring that lost energy, strengthening up your immune system, giving you clearer skin, silkier hair, stronger nails, a better night's sleep, all from the full nutrition provided by the Health Wonder from Down Under.
You know, it seems to stand to reason that if you're getting all the nutrients that you need and the micronutrients and, you know, just filling up those little nutrient baskets in your body all the time, that you're going to live longer and feel better when you do. But how about a special deal, Mike?
Yeah, you know, it's really important right now. Look at this. A huge 6-month supply of Nature Bee is still just $99.95 plus delivery. We throw you 3 more months for free and no worries and no risk, because Nature Bee has our 100% unconditional satisfaction guarantee. So you call toll free to New Zealand and let's prove it to you. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or if you are with Free Talk Live online, Nature Bee is online too at naturebee.com.
Okay, now you've heard it. Once you start taking Nature Bee, just like me, you will feel so good. So come on and order your Nature Bee now. Toll free, 866-834-8355. 866-834-8355 or online at naturebee.com. Pete, you were just waving at the cam there in the studio, so tell everybody about the cam since we have a moment to do that.
Yeah, this is actually my preferred way of consuming the Free Talk Live content. I haven't been much of a podcast listener in the past just because, you know, I'm on the go and we're always, you know, up to something, it seems like. But when I do have the time, I check out Free Talk Live. I go to cam.freetalklive.com, and, you know, I'm not only able to hear you guys and the guests you have, but see everything. So for me, it's a more enriched experience, I guess. And
a lot of people like live radio. That's sort of what sells radio. Plus, with the cam, you can get the chat room. You can go in there, and you can either register for the chat so that you have your same name all the time, or you can use whatever name you want. It's chat. It's cam.freetalklive.com. Now, Pete, you also had your, I guess you and JJ went off someplace today to do some of your activist stuff. What did you do today?
Well, about half a dozen from Keene, we rolled up to Manchester. The Silver Circle movie crew was up there shooting for part of the movie that they're finishing up now. If you haven't heard of it, check it out at silvercirclemovie.com. I'm really looking forward to come out there. I've been working on it about 2.5 years now. It's an animated movie set in the near future, kind of a financial collapse, some rebels, you know, standing up for the rights and whatnot. So some scenes were shot today, and I'm really excited to see how it turned out.
It's kind of computer animated.
Yep. Avatar-esque.
So they've taken people's you know, body positions and put little nodes on them, and the computer figures out where they are, and you guys were doing some action scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah, we were. Some of us were police, some of us were rebels,
little protesters. Yeah, demonstration.
Yeah, it was really cool, and they definitely incorporate some you know, historical facts with, you know, what, you know, could be historical facts in the near future, but we hope not.
Right.
That's not the case.
Hypothetical facts.
The idea is that somehow the Federal Reserve has turned into a larger, more tyrannical organization, and is hunting down people
in an effort to continue to control the currency and everything like
right.
that.
Right, actually expand beyond the currency, it seems.
And this is a rebel group that is making silver available to people as real money.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm very interested in seeing it. We saw a clip at the Porcupine Freedom Festival during the summer, earlier in the summer, and it was really great. I've been watching it, keeping an eye on it all along.
Yep.
I am excited about it. So
the folks involved, I mean, they're all top-notch. Yeah. They're all hardcore and good people, and, you know, I'm excited to see this. So I think this will help get more eyes on this whole liberty movement, and you know, be entertaining at the same time.
Yeah, while I was there, I also interviewed Pasha Roberts, Megan, and I forgot the camera guy's name, but I interviewed each of those individuals and talked about the movie, got some B-roll. I'll be cutting together something that'll be on freekeen.com to talk about the movie and what we did today, basically, is some of the B-roll. And
because that's what you do, JJ. You're
kind
of the guy in charge of Free Keen TV to some extent, and largely involved in FreeKeen.com.
That's right.
And there was also some trial or something
Well,
another trial?
Yeah, we had.
Don't tell me somebody else is in jail, please.
No one is in jail today. Any new cagings? But Ademo had court today, stemming from the June 4th arrest outside of Manchester Police Department. If you're unfamiliar with that, go to coplock.org/manchpd.
Was this the chalking incident?
Yeah, this is the chalking incident. 8 people arrested, 9 cameras, phones, stolen, and.
Yeah, I mean it's one thing. It's one thing to arrest. Okay, for one, what's weird about this is that. Chalk is included in the city ordinance on graffiti, and they didn't charge them with graffiti. They charged them with something else.
Actually, today, Ademo had an additional charge levied against him, which was a graffiti charge, and the language on that is pretty much identical to the language on his other charge.
It makes more sense. What was the other charge? It was like
it was criminal mischief.
Yeah,
and now, resisting. And
why don't they just charge people with what they're going to charge them with? So it's criminal mischief. Plus, they went around and they confiscated like 7 or 8 or 9 telephones that people were using to record the interaction the police were having with the lawbreakers. And to me, this is just beyond the pale. This is absolutely unacceptable behavior from our law enforcement brethren that are supposed to be keeping us safe. The idea that the average citizen cannot record an interaction with police on public servants on public property doing the public's will, supposedly.
Well,
it's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, they also tried to claim that all these cameras contained evidence of the crimes of chalking,
right?
Which will wash off in the rain.
They could have brought their own camera out for one, if that's what they wanted to have.
Had their own cameras, but immediately after Ademo and another guy West were arrested, one of the guys with badges on said, "Take all their cameras; they're all evidence." And they started taking people's property. They didn't issue receipts. They have since returned some of the property, but they claim to have never taken my Android cell phone. And so, you know, either someone up there is walking around with a phone, or they just threw it away out of spite.
This will be good. This will be good on my AT&T plan or whatever.
Right.
You know, I mean, and this is the problem with it. Obviously, the court case hasn't occurred yet. Whatever evidence they're supposed to have, they haven't got. I mean, this is ludicrous. They're taking people's property.
Right.
And, calling it evidence is not an acceptable way to steal people's property. I'm sorry.
Well, it was strange that while we were in court, the judge was so concerned with protecting the Sixth Amendment right. of each of the individuals that Ademo was going to call as a witness, but yet every time Ademo brought up his First Amendment right to free expression and whatnot with the chalking incident itself, the judge, you know, just blew it off. You know, it was like, oh, we'll deal with that in time. So
concerned about Sixth Amendment, not concerned about the First Amendment, I guess.
That's right.
So now he has 4 court dates into late November from something that happened in early June, and this is
justice.
No victims.
Justice is
no
terrible switch sword.
Yes.
Crazy.
Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
But no one with me, no one with me here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't you want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Dimmick
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Check out listen.freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of ways for you to listen to the show. Of course, if there's our many wonderful radio stations, we're on XM. We have our own free-to-air satellite channel, live streams on the Internet, podcasts, webcam, listen lines. Anything you want, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com. We try to make Free Talk Live available to you in all those means. It's free. Listen.freetalklive.com. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know that at some point a new currency is going to take over. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. And find out more by visiting weusecoins.org. They're going up. I mean, they're on a little upward trend right now. They're their own little internet commodity. Weusecoins.org. You can buy with them. You can sell with them. Whatever you want to do. Weusecoins.org. Let's go to this article by John Warrillo from bnet.com. Six reasons to keep your nose out of the government trough. First, when I started in business, the government of the day was keen to promote entrepreneurship among underemployed young people, and I applied for and won a contract for my business. The entire experience of dealing with bureaucrats who cared more about optics than markets left me convinced that applying for government contracts under some form of special group status does more harm than good. Here are six reasons to avoid chasing government contracts in your business. Number one, optics instead of markets. What he means by that is bureaucrats are more interested in making things look good than by doing good things. By way of a small example, our government customer looked more favorably on us spending government money on hard assets than on services. So we ended up buying a van with our government money, even though we could have rented one for a few weeks, a year, or whatever, if we had needed one. Putting optics ahead of markets started to become common in our company, and we became blind to the way the real world makes buying decisions. And this happens so often with government contracts, as they have all these strings attached to them. And pretty soon you're stuck in this mire, and all you're doing is serving the government. 2, customer concentration. Governments usually hand out large, juicy contracts. At one point, more than a third of our revenue was coming from a single contract. That's fine when the money's flowing, but as soon as the spigot runs dry, or the political winds blow in another direction, your business can be erased overnight. In our case, we got out of the government contracting trap before the prevailing winds changed. Many of our peers were not so lucky. And well, this is...
How many businesses devote all of their business to the government as it is? I mean, that's a failed model right there.
It's going to be, because what this guy's talking about is you never know when they're just going to change their minds.
Right.
They don't make decisions based on economics.
No,
they
could be partisan reasons.
Absolutely.
Purely partisan reasons. Well, now the Democrats are in office, and, well, the Republicans used us for their contracts, and the Democrats don't want to use us because... You know, screw the Republicans, blah, blah, blah.
Or their friend that contributed to their campaign does the same thing that we do, only for a little bit more or whatever,
right.
And they slide the contract over. Yet,
well, going back to that first point, the whole idea of optics or making things look good, that's completely part of their paperwork trail, is we are good at making the paperwork look good, but we're not actually good at serving the public. We're not actually good at providing a service. We're good at making sure the paperwork is filled up.
Right. There's no way they can actually provide a service people want because they don't have these price signals that a competitive market would provide. And if anyone wants to check more out on this, just Google the economic calculation debate. And Mises and Hayek just dominated this back in the day, Mises especially, but essentially said with no price signals, there's no way to tell if you're doing a good job or not. And that's government claims a monopoly on doing all these things. So.
The government doesn't know. It absolutely doesn't know. And, you know, when you're starting these bids for contracts, it's so murky and difficult to understand. Even the people who are doing the bids don't understand what the other people are bidding, and the bureaucrats certainly don't know. And it gets very convoluted. Even when you're talking about easy things like paving a road, when it gets as it gets more complicated, like building 100 C-1 whatever airplanes, it's impossible to know where all the kickbacks go and the log rolling. And
right. At the same time, it's impossible to know where, you know, that you're dealing with a finite money source when, you know, certain aspects of the government can go, well, I know we can just borrow or print it, so I'm not really worried about meeting a budget, you know, meeting a certain number, because next year we can just ask for more if we use up, you know, this budget and we need more and we can show that, you know, blah, 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 this paperwork. It's like... That incentive to do things with less money, you know, or do more with less money,
yep,
isn't there, obviously.
To be efficient.
And it's not possible because it's not a, you know, business where the customer is paying for everything per service. In most cases, the money is stolen and then doled out.
Every case.
Right. Well, there are some very small institutions here and there, mostly Park and Game, like in Massachusetts, for example. Their park and game department was segregated. That money came in from the whatever money comes in from buying permits and using the parks and paying fees. And so it was kept separate, but then they weren't talking about a law to add that to the general fund because this was
so
like...
So they could just rape and pillage that too.
Right, because then they worked within their budget and they kept it so that it was, you know, in the black.
Right, but still not, you know, there's no competition even.
Right,
like
right.
That.
Yeah,
it's not the most, it beats most governmental models, but
right,
only by, a hair's breadth.
Yeah, I saw a pie chart recently that showed like Lockheed Martin, like over 90% of their, you know, incomes comes from the government. But, you know, I don't know how much it would go down depending on who's in office or not, because, you know, war is good for the health of the state. And you know, we've
there
seen
that.
We've continued to see that no matter who's at the helm. So you know,
these companies that are in have been in with the government better have swallowed up and run out of business the companies that aren't,
yeah,
that don't have the government contracts, because the government can just hand out these big old contracts and then they, you know, these companies outcompete the others.
Well, not only that, but the cost plus, you know, that, have you ever heard of that? That phrase, cost plus?
I've heard it.
That's how, like, when the military buys hardware and things, like, let's say that you're in Iraq and you need computers to do the logistics. So you're going to have to go out and buy computers, but you pay cost plus. So you pay, like, the contractor to go get your computer for you, and he marks it up, and then you pay a plus on top of that markup. So the contractor is completely incentivized to work with you because they're making
sure
a huge amount of profit per item. And this model, it's like also like you send something to Afghanistan, let's say, and it's the wrong order. So what they do, they don't send it back to the United States. They destroy it. They put it in a pit and they burn it. And then they buy the stuff to replace it. So that's like disposable money right there. That's like that's like they just bought a bomb and let it go because it didn't do anything productive. And, you know, it's now just smoldering ruins.
Let's go to number three.
Makes sense.
What's that?
I said that makes sense. That's government destruction.
It sounds just like government. Yeah. We actually have read a story about them destroying stuff in a pit. So did you see this kind of thing when you were over there, JJ?
Or? No, I wasn't over there.
You weren't over there?
No, I've heard about all this from Puke.
Okay. So yeah. He was over in Afghanistan. You were just in the Army.
That's right.
Okay. Sorry, I got confused.
No problem.
Number three, paperwork. Government contracts require a degree of legal and accounting oversight that require most small businesses to seek outside help. Unless you enjoy spending time with $300 an hour lawyers and accounts ensuring that you are compliant, spend your time chasing real customers. So this is his advice on six reasons why to keep your nose out of the government trough.
Such an extra added cost to doing business. You know, at the end of the day, it should be between the consenting parties and that's it. But I was recently back home in Ohio visiting my folks, and their neighbor, he started a landscaping company about 15 years ago, and he has a number of folks working for him now. And he said, you know, if I would have known today, like back then, how much of my time is devoted to paperwork, I would have never started my business.
No, oh, yeah.
And it's
almost all paperwork that's the government wants. It's not even running your business, because that's relatively easy. You know, the money comes in, the money goes out, right. Whatever. It's just, you know, filling out whatever. Oh, well, I employ this guy. Well, I guess I have to find out whether or not he's an illegal alien and fill out this form and that form and pay for the, you know, whatever insurance the government requires you carry on him. Free Talk Live.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsniffs.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In a world where government control is on the wane and freedom can be bought for a reasonable price, one man will unite with a former public transportation worker, a shady senator's runaway daughter, two orphans, a retired space marine, an alien, and an intelligent spider, and journey together beyond the outer reaches of human civilization to protect the future of human liberty. Also, there are space cows. Read it online now at burningrockranch.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. This is a SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. For those of you who don't have the little letters on your phone, give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about. We'd love to have a conversation with you regarding it. How big is the debt crisis, really? Prepare to be dumbfounded. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL. See Anthony Davies' explanation on the magnitude of the U.S. debt. It's a little over a minute long, but it's amazing to see. You've got to see it. When you get there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side. It's, of course, for people that want free, online, continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. They offer so much there at learnliberty.org/FTL. They offer it to you for free. learnliberty.org/FTL. We've been reading this article about, from this gentleman at bnet.com, John Warillo, and he's giving the six reasons why you should keep your nose out of the government trough. Number four, the government contractor trap. Government employees find the process of getting a new vendor approved almost as arduous as you do, which is why, once you're approved, your bureaucratic customers may start asking you to sell them all sorts of things. So this is the trap that he's talking about. If you want to, it's number four. If you want to hear the first three, you can go to freetalklive.com. After about 11:30 p.m. Eastern time, the podcast will be available, and you can hear the rest of it there. Once we were asked to retail printing services, even though we were a marketing agency, not a printer, the government department told us to just take a 15% commission for our trouble because it was easier for them to pay us rather than going through the hassle of getting a printer approved as a vendor.
Yep.
Doesn't that sound just like the government to you?
Oh, I'll just pay you more. I mean, I know it's not your job and you're probably not very good at it, but I think you can get it done, man. Just take more money.
In essence, you risk becoming a general contractor, which means you take a 10 or 15% administration fee to move paperwork around. You go from being a real business to being a paper-pushing administrator. Making 15% for doing virtually nothing may sound fine, but it can suck you into a business that you're not actually in, which in turn can have you have its own hidden risks that you might not be aware of. Plus, it's the soul-killing aspect of it. Most people go into whatever business they're going into because this is just a supposition of mine. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think most people go into the business that they're in because they have some kind of affinity for it, some kind of love for it, at least a great skill for it, something like that.
Sure.
And if you get sucked into being a paper pusher, I wouldn't want that at all, personally. Some people are great paper pushers, and that's what they want to do, and fine by me, but they should hire a paper pushing company then.
Right. Well, the bureaucracy spreads.
Right.
And once it gets a hold of you, and then all of a sudden you're doing more. Like, if you just start out selling envelopes, and they started, well, we need water. We'd like you to supply us with water. And then, you know, how you said,
yep,
it's easier for them just to handle that load and you know, push it down the line.
Take basically a 15% commission. Another thing that I imagine happens is that, you know, the government takes all the time off that it takes, and then you have the tendency to, well, you know, let's just take those holidays off that the government does too. Then you're not offering the hours that maybe your other customers might need. They'll trickle off as the government business grows and grows, and then when the political tides change, for whatever reason, they decide, well, we need a minority business, or you need whatever the reason is. I mean, who knows? The government has all myriad of reasons. Not that I've got a problem with minority businesses. You can just imagine that there's, what it would be like for a company that might have done business for the government for a very long time, and then, their business goes away for whatever reason.
Right, yeah. Government involvement in any industry, any business, just distorts the market. I mean, there's no way that these people, you know, they're not using government money. They're using money stolen from people that have earned it or created wealth, and they're then giving it to somebody else. You know, they have no incentive to spend it as wisely as you would running your own business or spending your own money, because even if they make mistakes, you're not going to learn from them. It's the only institution that rewards failure with more money.
I actually heard a story from a gentleman who, was certainly black, and he had a government contract, and he lost business to a company that was woman-owned because, for whatever reason, the government needed to switch over to have more female, female-run businesses. And in that case, it was a competitor of his from the past who redesigned their company and put their wife in charge, quote-unquote.
Mm.
So, I mean,
right, and that's what happens. And at the end of the day, I mean, some of these things may sound good to redress past wrongs that were done, but let's step back and why did these wrongs come about? Why did women and minorities have maybe less opportunities? Because the government legislated, yep, and said, hey, let's enslave this entire group of people based on an arbitrary characteristic that they can't control, their skin color, and let's say that these people, based on their gender, don't have the same rights.
You know,
again, something they can't control. So then they try to implement these mechanisms to fix past wrongs. The solution is not to grant more authority to this institution that violates people's rights day in and day out. It's to quit giving it authority at all, and the people that are involved in it.
Right. And basically, this is what you're saying and reiterated is, instead of giving laws that like this equal opportunity law that goes out and seeks women or minority business, instead just get rid of the laws altogether and let the government pick out whatever business is best. Period.
And this whole idea of the women and minority business thing, I had a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, and his wife is Asian, and they run a magazine together. Now, she is the nominal head of this business, whereas really both of them are. But why is she the head of the business? Because she's a minority and a woman. Now, so when it comes down, it's really just a sort of a figurehead situation. They make their decisions together home.
No, it's
like
it's
every
less than
other
that
husband-wife scenario works.
I submit that it's even less than that, and all it is a checkbox on a piece of paper.
It's a checkbox on a piece of paper.
Right. That's all it is. And if you fill out this checkbox, then you get special rights, better rights than this person who didn't have a check in that box.
Yeah, at the end of the day, if we do care about, you know, everybody being equal, do we continue to look at each other through the grading of a manufacture an arbitrary like race or ethnicity lens, or do we just look at people based on the content of their character and how they are as a person?
I am not my color.
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, I think that is the very worst way to judge me. It's the least of me. Really? That's what you're going to base me on? My color? I mean, I understand that a lot of people have made decisions based on color in the past, but I want to get past that. I want to not make decisions on color. I would think that that would be the best way to sort of get beyond this, because then you don't have this backlash ping pong thing going, well, you know, he got more than I got because of his skin color. Well, he got more than I got because of his skin color. And then it goes back and forth, and it only builds the animosity. It doesn't decrease it.
Yeah, that's what my government is, sort of the magnifying glass for problems. Yes, it takes a close look, but it makes them bigger. Where the problem was discrimination against someone's color or someone's gender. So what did the government do? They increased the discrimination against a gender or a color by offering certain incentives or decentives based on gender and color.
Yeah, there's no doubt that hostility between, you know, whatever manufactured ethnicity and race,
whatever group
constituents is decreasing over time. I mean, like maybe a couple hundred years ago, there were more lynchings or more this or more that. But today, I mean, like many of us probably don't know of somebody that has happened to or have seen like graffiti that's racist or things like that. I mean, people, the more we connect and the more we view each other, you know, as individuals and come to respect each other, the less we're going to view it as an us versus them. And these are categories that the government creates and helps perpetuate through these programs.
Right, and then let's look at also at our incarceration rates of certain individuals with certain traits. You know, it's the whole the government's like, oh, we want to make sure that no one discriminates, but yet our prisons are full of 70% of people who have a darker skin tone than other people. You know, it's just ludicrous to say the government isn't, you know, perpetuating this problem and isn't instigating it. No, they can't solve problems. They just make problems worse over the whole board.
The only way we're going to get past this whole making decisions based on race is with love and respect and people. And the only way you can have that is if people are treated equally. When you treat them in an unequal fashion, then people don't feel that way. I worked for many years at the staff canteen while I was in prison, which meant that I got to deal with the staff on a regular basis, understood their problems, understood the things they complained about, and they complained incessantly and constantly about the sort of unfair way that people were promoted. You know, oh, she got the sergeant stripes because she's a woman. He got the sergeant stripe because he's black. She got the sergeant stripes because she's a woman and she's black. I mean, you know, it just would go on and on, and you could see that there was a pattern to the way people were promoted. There's no doubt in anyone's mind that that was the case.
Government thrives on dividing us as people, and at the end of the day, if we quit looking to them to lead our lives and we form connections with each other and build real communities, you know, we don't need that. We don't need their arbitrary authority.
Free Talk Live.
Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news. And I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number one in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way, which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.